joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, Peter Marlette Jr. of Buffalo Pro Soccer, which has sent out a new survey for fans trying to find out a little bit more information of what they might like in a future soccer stadium. Hey, Peter, thanks for being with us this morning. All right, new survey launched. What type of information are you hoping to get from people?
Yeah, I've said, you know, since day one, since our first town hall here, that we were going to be building this, you know, by Buffalo, for Buffalo. And if we're going to be doing this, we need quantitative data. We need to know exactly what the people who are interested in this club, in this stadium, in this city want. And this is I'm not going to lie, it's a pretty robust survey. It'll take all of 20 minutes to fill out if you're filling it out, you know, thoughtfully. But the whole purpose of that is for us to learn as much as we possibly can from as many potential users, visitors, whatever, of this stadium, so that when we're building it and when we're making these key decisions about the club, about the location, about the stadium, we're doing so with the input of Buffalo, you know, right in front of us.
It seems like a pretty comprehensive survey. It seems like you're asking people if they want similar amenities that they're used to seeing with other pro sports. Am I right?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, it's soccer stadiums are can be built successfully in a bunch of different ways. There are plenty of USL and major international stadiums around the world that are as bare bones as it gets. And if that's what Buffalo is asking for, we can do that. But we're also, I mean, we're seeing what the Bills are doing with their new stadium. We're seeing what the American and global sports and entertainment fan is looking for. And we're just trying to figure out, you know, what features of that game experience, what features of that stadium, of that team, the city of Buffalo is interested in right now, because we are in the building phase. This is the point right now when we're going to start making these key decisions and implementing them.
The survey just launched. It'll be open for the next couple of weeks, so obviously you don't know the results just yet. But when you think about this project, are you envisioning, because 2026 is right around the corner, it's when you want to have a team on the field, are you envisioning something that starts off small, or, you know, I don't want to use the term bare bones, but you kind of get the picture, and then grows with the team? Or do you want to have kind of a day one boom, like this is the final project?
Yeah, no. So we, from an amenities and experience standpoint, we want day one finished product. Having said that, our architects, one of the first things that I told them was we are building this with a smaller capacity, with a, you know, roughly 10,000 seat capacity, and the results of this survey will influence the exact number of seats there, among some other things. But we expect that this will be so popular that we will have to expand that capacity within a few years after the stadium being built. So the architects have been tasked with designing something that starts at that lower capacity, but can easily be expanded, you know, to 15,000, something like that. But no, we're planning on expanding the capacity, but in 2026, March of 26, when the USL season starts, we expect our stadium to be, you know, beautiful, exactly what the survey results tell us it should be.
When it comes to location, what are you asking fans that are completing the survey?
The main location question is, how important is it to you that it is in, and then it's a list of options. It's, you know, heart of downtown, city of Buffalo, but not downtown, suburbs. You know, there's a list of answers, but from a location standpoint, we really want to gauge how important it is for this stadium to be right where the other ones are, right downtown, city of Buffalo, suburbs, Western New York in general. You know, we just want to know how important that is to all the fans. And it's important to say that this survey is going out to everybody who's interested enough to spend the 20 minutes to fill it out. So I expect there will be plenty of people from you know, a fair distance outside of the city of Buffalo who may have some different opinions than those that live right here.
A lot of people might remember the Bills put out a very similar survey a couple of years ago when they were starting to design their new stadium, currently under construction. And a lot was made in that survey of price points. I've gone through the survey. I know you've got some price points there. What should people make of the dollar figures that they see in the survey? Is that generally what the team is looking at right now, or is that a suggestion you're just trying to figure things out?
Yeah, we're trying to figure things out. They're pretty large ranges to select from within the survey, but they are based on, you know, other teams in the market. They're based on other USL teams in comparable markets, and then other USL teams in new stadiums that will be comparable to ours. You know, they're not unscientific numbers, but they are general ranges, and we are very much looking for people's input on all of those stadium or seat pricing questions. There is, you know, there's a definitely purchase, a likely purchase, a possibly purchase, and a would not purchase option. And if we're starting to see that at the lowest price range that we have in this survey, most people are still saying would not purchase. Obviously, we need to adjust and take note of that.
All right, Peter, when is the deadline really for filling this out? And when will you be able to kind of process all these results?
Yeah, so the deadline is midnight on October 7th. So we'll have it open for exactly 2 weeks. And the firm that we hired, CSL International, to manage this survey, among some other things, they have, you know, a week or so after that to compile all the data and put it into a comprehensive report that we can learn from and build off of.
How close are we to maybe hearing of a potential location?
Well, we're going to want to see the results of this survey because it will influence it. But, you know, it's become public and we're happy with that. That there is one finalist possibility, which is in the Cobblestone District near the Harper Center, near Buffalo News, HSBC Atrium. And there are other options in the city of Buffalo, not necessarily downtown. And then there are even some suburban options available in the event that this survey tells us that that's what Buffalo is calling for. But we are in advanced conversations with the stakeholders, whether it's an owner, whether it's whatever it may be, the stakeholders at those sites, they all know that we are waiting for the results of this survey and we are advancing conversations as quickly as we can. Because the truth is, if we're going to be playing in March of 2026, we need to have a site selected quickly and we need to have shovels in the ground, you know, next spring.
Right. Hey, where can people find this survey?
The best way to do it would be at any of our socials, Buffalo Pro Soccer on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. Or easiest way is just buffaloprosoccer.com, and you'll see a link to the survey right there.
Okay. Hey, Peter, thanks so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it. And go check out that survey. Peter Marlette Jr., Buffalo Pro Soccer, joining us live.